We try to stay in shape here at The World. After our morning editorial meeting, a small group of us do the 7-minute workout, push-ups and planks and sit-ups and such, before we get down to making this show. It's easier to work out when you've got other people to motivate you. So imagine having hundreds of people getting together to work out. In Boston, a grassroots fitness movement called the November Project does just that. It's free, but not without its costs. The World's Andrea Crossan took the challenge.
It's just before 6:30 a.m., and I'm standing on the steps inside of Harvard University's stadium. Most of the people around me look like they could be students. We're all wearing a similar uniform, tank tops, shorts, and running shoes.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Y'all good?
Yeah!
That's Brogan Graham. He's a wall of a guy, at least 6'5", wearing an old straw hat. Graham stands above the people he calls the tribe and shouts out today's workout plan. But first...
All right, guys, before we get started, I want you to turn to someone next to you and give them a big bear hug. Tell them you're glad they're here. Do it now.
I find myself hugging a stranger. His name is Roger, and he's from Barcelona. It's his first time here, too. Hugging done, we get down to business.
All right,
that was one.
The task is simple. Go up and down 31 sets of concrete block bleacher seats. Move to the next section, do it again.
7.
And again.
10.
And again.
12.
Finally, after what seems like an eternity, Graham calls time.
That's 15, and I'm done.
Afterwards, I see Roger from Barcelona. He's red-faced and soaked in sweat. He tells me how he ended up here.
I heard about the November Project through some people from Boston. Sound pretty good, so I just wanted to join.
And how was your first time?
First time, it's been a little bit tough, but it's good, so that's what we come for.
Do you think you'll come back?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's that feeling that's taken the November Project from being a couple of guys working out to a multi-city, multi-country fitness movement. Brogan Graham and Boyan Mandrich founded the November Project. Graham's from Madison, Wisconsin. Mandrich is from Novi Sad, Serbia. Mandrich came to the U.S. on a scholarship after rowing for Yugoslavia's national team, and then when the country split apart, for Serbia and Montenegro. The two met at Northeastern University on the crew team. Mandrich says by 2011, they'd both settled into jobs in Boston, but they wanted to stay fit.
It started as a joke, almost, something that's going to get us out of bed and get us moving before we go to work. We basically created just a Google document that we map out a couple of workouts. One of them was meeting here at Harvard Stadium, and we named that Google Doc November Project.
So they sent a message out on Twitter asking people to join them to work out. One person came. But through social media and word of mouth, it took off.
In the beginning stages, the growth was unbelievable, and we thought that there's no way that we can hit 300 people. And we were joking, after we hit 300, we'll get tattoos. So both Brogan and I got November Project tattoos. His is bigger than mine.
November Project is taking off beyond Boston. It's in Madison and San Francisco. And recently, November Project started up in Canada. But as Graham says, it takes a particular type of person to want to lead a tribe.
This is about people who really, truly believe in community. And they have to be a pretty hardcore athlete and a little bit out of their mind as well.
It's like a mix between a flash mob and Fight Club.
That's Andrew Ference. He's a defenseman in the NHL. He played for the Boston Bruins for 6 seasons. During his time in Boston, he joined the November Project.
I'm always looking for, you know, new types of exercises, new ways of becoming a better player. And you start to kind of hit a plateau on some of those things. You can only make up so many different exercises to get ready for the season. But the one thing that was kind of untapped was this environment, the group environment of being around other people that are super motivated and ready to get after it. And that's kind of what November Project is to me.
Ference was traded to the Edmonton Oilers in July, and now he's started a November Project there. But he knows that he can't lead the Canadian tribe. He travels constantly. So he's trying to recruit leaders who can be available all year, rain or shine, which is the rule of the November Project. Workouts happen no matter how bad the weather is.
Yeah, the weather up here in Edmonton is much worse. It's not even close. It just is. I mean, we're very, very far north. You'll kind of have to set a threshold of what's probably just not smart to be outside, because you don't want to go from being tough. There's a fine line from being tough to being stupid.
On the Harvard steps, the original November Project tribe, some friends, some strangers who have just become friends, gather for a photo. Sweaty arms land on my shoulders from both sides. And with one last shout, it's over. As I'm leaving, Boyan and Brogan ask me the question I've been dreading. They want to know, will I be coming back for Friday's workout? For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan in Boston.